You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Faith that opens doors. You know, it's our faith in our God that opens incredible doors to blessing and to miracles in our life and the life of this church. And so let's come around the Word of God this morning. Hebrews 11, 32 to 34 says this: how much more do I need to say? Well, obviously, there's going to be a few more words today. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, just by receiving, trusting, and speaking actively God's words, these people overthrew kingdoms. They ruled with justice and received an open door to what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions. They quenched the flames of fire and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength, and they became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. But before these men and women received what God promised them, they had to find God in their weakness. Before they shut the mouth of their enemies, before they walked through the fires of challenge, lived through seasons when all they could see was lifelessness staring back at them, they continually had to make choices to see life and choose God. All these men and women had to search. They had to wait on God when it all seemed like prayers were not getting answered. But it was their belief in God's faith for them, belief in what they knew only God could do, that opened doors, and they received what God had promised them. You know, weakness turned to strength. And they became so strong in battle that they put whole armies to flight. You see, this is God's faith working through us when we receive His word. And when we activate it by speaking His words, His power and authority is released through us, and that's what opens the doors. Doors to His promises, where all you see is hope. This morning, do you believe God has this faith for you? Do you believe that God has this faith for you? In your season right now, do you believe God will answer your prayers? This morning, this is the story of Habakkuk. And he discovered God's faith that would open his doors. But Habakkuk's story starts off in his season of what seemed like unanswered prayers. And when doors appear closed, how did Habakkuk search for God? How did he turn to God in his weakness? When he couldn't see answers, what did he choose to do? And this is Habakkuk's story of God's faith that opened doors. Habakkuk 2:1, it says, I will stand like a guard and watch. I will wait to see what the Lord will say to me. I will wait and learn how He answers my questions. For Habakkuk, this space represented unanswered prayer. Habakkuk's heart was greatly troubled and fiercely distressed in this season. He has gone as far as his reasoning as he can, but now he needs to know more if he is to make progress. So he waits for that instruction. Habakkuk says that he is going to wait to see what God will say to him, but he wants to learn how God will answer his questions. Can I encourage you this morning, if you find yourself in a place of unanswered prayer Or right now, if your heart is deeply troubled, can you let God speak to you through the life of Habakkuk? You know, God's word, it loves your activity. Your faith loves expression. And for many, this may already be your journey that God is currently leading you in. And if this is you, can I encourage you to hold fast to God in this journey of faith that He is leading you on? But for all of us today, whether we need to continue or if we don't know what to do, God would speak to our spirits this morning that we can act. Do you hear me this morning? In your spirit, I declare over your life, I declare over your mind, you can act. So firstly, what is faith's expression? What activity does faith in God need? Well, firstly, Habakkuk said, I will stand and I will watch. Secondly, he said, I will wait to see what God will say to me. And thirdly, I will learn how God can answer my questions. And right here, this thinking, this very mindset has the ability to set a whole new course. The position can change the very trajectory of your life in God. And there are great troubles, but I can choose to stand. I can choose to focus and set my face away from the troubles that are causing so much emotional distraction, and I will watch for God. I will wait to see what the Lord will say to me. I will wait and learn how He will answer my questions. And for Habakkuk, this changed his whole entire life, where he came to experience the sweetness of God's fellowship in a way he never understood and a way he never knew. And for us today, where trouble lies, have you gone as far as your reasoning can take you? You have questions for serious matters of life, and not only are you asking how to progress, but what is the instruction that you can follow that leads to your progress? But progress to where? Is the journey of a Christian one of trouble, then out of trouble, then back to trouble? No, you are also to experience His peace while in trouble. You are to know His heart towards you when you're still feeling greatly distressed, that you can know rest in the midst of suffering. John 16:33 says, I have told you all this. These are the words of Jesus to our hearts today. I have told you all this, my church, so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials, you will have many sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Are you wondering how to experience His peace in trouble? Can we really take His heart while experiencing great suffering? We need to look at the answer. What did He say in His word in John 16:33? I have told you all this. Church, this morning, He has told you that in your trouble, yes, you will have it, but you can take a hold of His peace. In your suffering, you can have His heart because He has told you that you can. We can take a hold of His word. We can take a hold of His promises. The choice is, will you position yourself to listen? Will you make the choice to receive from Him what He has already done for you, what He has already won for you through the victory of the cross? Wait to see how God will answer you. Because my friends, this morning, God will answer you. Isaiah 55:11 tells us so. His words will never return void. It will accomplish what He desires, and it will achieve the purpose for which He sent it. Hebrews 13:5 says to us again, for God Himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down. Relax my hold on you, assuredly not. Romans 8:37 says, yet even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all. Does your situation, does your distress, does your suffering need to hear the promised words of God this morning? Yet even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over all. For God has made us overcomers to be more than conquerors, and his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. Can I hear an amen this morning? So how do I overcome and be more than a conqueror? When all I see is suffering, when all I see is my trouble, how do I overcome and become more than a conqueror like God's word is promising me? You need to believe this morning that God has actually made you this way. You have been created in the anointing to be more than a conqueror. He created us to triumph over all because he defeated it all through dying on the cross and he rose in victory. 1 John 3:8 says, for this reason, I have come to destroy the works of the enemy. For this reason, as you look at your trouble, as you see your suffering, for this reason, Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. The choice is, will you position yourself to receive God's victory from him? I believe the life of Habakkuk can not only teach us, but show us the way through trouble that we can also experience his peace, that we can understand his victory as he reveals to us the sweetness of his love and his fellowship. You see, my friends, these are not separate events, but both can be experienced together. And for Habakkuk, it starts with position. Habakkuk finds himself stuck in the position of not knowing what to do. So actively, he changes his position. For Habakkuk, progress came through going to the watchtower and then standing still. For progress was made through waiting on God to see what God would say to him about his problem and how God would answer his questions. To wait on God is to release the problem to God. But how do we leave a problem with God? What should our state of mind be? First, we should detach ourselves from the problem and attach ourselves to God. Habakkuk suggests this, that when he says he will go to the watchtower. A watchtower was often built in a grain field or a vineyard, and the purpose of a watchtower was to provide a place to guard, to keep an eye on the harvest. The more you watch, the more you see, but it was all about how you were going to position yourself. Amos 3:7 says this, for the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. So what can we expect when we detach ourselves from the problem? What can we expect when we attach ourselves to God? Number one, firstly, when you attach yourself to God, you attach yourself to the place of his evidence. Secondly, when you attach yourself to God, you attach yourself to God's divine strength. And thirdly, when you attach yourself to God, you attach yourself to the mind of Christ. So let's look at number one. When you attach yourself to God, you attach yourself to the place of evidence. Hebrews 11:1 says this, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. This is the place of evidence. Faith finds it. We're learning to see in the Spirit, and it's his evidence that comes from his words. When you find yourself in your world of trouble, with a heart full of questions, know that God has provided a place for you to see as he sees. And you will need to position yourself. Faith needs activity. Faith needs expression. It's not just sitting down waiting for God just to hand it to you because he's already done it. What we need to do is receive it. What we need to do is position ourselves and pick it up. My friends, this morning, faith needs your activity. It needs expression to move and form. So you will need to position yourself. What is Habakkuk saying? He said, "Here I will stand and watch. I'm watching for evidence that comes from God to my spirit. And then when I see it, I'm going to hold on to it and I'm going to declare it and I'm not going to let it go." When you attach yourself to God, you attach yourself to his place of his evidence. Secondly, when you attach yourself to God, you attach yourself to divine strength. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who wait for God's grace will experience divine strength. They will rise up on soaring wings and fly like eagles, run their race without growing weary, and walk through life without giving up." You have to learn to wait. And as we do, God says that we will receive his divine strength. For these are the defining moments in the waiting room that invite us to know him, experience his strength, his life, so we will not give up on the promises that God has spoken into our spirit, that God has spoken over this church, that God has spoken into this community and region of Geelong. But there are risks in the waiting room that confront us all. When the place in between becomes too long a waiting room, our hearts become exposed. Exposed to doubt. Exposed to time where we can entertain ideas of giving up. And we can come to think that God's promises and his words may fall short. The risk is we leave before our appointment time has come. So what do we do? What do we do when we're faced in this waiting room of crisis? Well, we need to understand what the risk sounds like and what it looks like and where it's coming from. Then we will know God's purpose and how he can guard it. You see, the devil, he has come to steal from you, to kill and destroy. But something that we need to understand about Habakkuk was his position in the watchtower was like a double-edged sword. He was now the watchman, and from that position, he could keep a sharp eye out for the enemy. When you position yourself to wait on God, when you follow him and only speak his word, you will see the enemy coming. God will alert you to what the enemy is doing. So what does the risk sound like? They sound like words that are contrary to God's words. Mixture. But what did we see in Amos 3:7? Let's read it again. "For the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets." God will reveal to you how to receive victory because of your position, but how to enforce God's victory through his divine strength. Habakkuk 3:17 to 19 says this, "The Lord God is my strength." Aren't you glad about that this morning? "He's my personal bravery and my invincible army. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and will make me to walk, not to stand still in terror, but to walk and to make spiritual progress upon my high places of trouble, suffering, or responsibility." When you attach yourself to God, you attach yourself to his divine strength. And thirdly, when you attach yourself to God, you attach yourself to his mind. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, "For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ." When you detach yourself from the problem, you release it to God's power and his authority. God's word says to us, we can know his thoughts because we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. For Habakkuk, the tower is something set apart from or detached from the common press of life. So when Habakkuk says he is going to stand at his watch and station himself on the tower, he is saying, I have been down in the valley with my problem and I have not been able to solve it. Now I'm going to draw apart for a while and leave it with my God. I'm going to detach myself from the difficulty and wait for God's thoughts. As I can understand these things from God's minds, I have the mind of Christ. When you attach yourself to God, you attach yourself to the mind of Christ. And finally, God teaches us through Habakkuk, not only should we expect God's answer, but we should be persistent in our expectations in waiting for our answer. You see, to wait on God is to release the problem to God, but we should always expect an answer from him. Just because we have left something with God and we have ceased worrying about it doesn't mean that we should forget about it entirely. Here again, Habakkuk's image of the watchtower is so helpful. The tower is detached from the crowds and the busyness of the people below. But the person who enters it does so in order to keep an eye on the landscape. He is on duty, as it were. He has work to do because faith has activity. And that work is to see what will happen and what will God say to him. So how do we look for God's answer? How does God speak? And I think for all of us, the primary way we know is that he speaks to us through his word. You know, sometimes God directs us through intimations, deep personal feelings concerning the way we should go. He frequently directs us by what we call open or closed doors, but still the primary, the only fully reliable way of knowing God's direction or answer to our perplexities is through his scripture. Lastly, we should be persistent in our expectations. My friends, do not give up. When the trouble is great, when the suffering is large, don't give up on a God whose faith is so great for you. Habakkuk says, I'm going to stay in my watchtower. Here's the secret. I'm going to stay on my ground. I'm going to stay in my words. I'm going to stay on my prayers. I'm going to stay in my declarations. Habakkuk says, I'm going to stay on my watchtower until God answers his question. You know, I believe that God loves that kind of tenacity. He loves when we wait on him because he's a God who does answer. When we wait, when we fully expect, when we're tenacious, you know what we're doing? We're declaring his character, that his word will never return void to our questions. So with Habakkuk's expectation and unwavering tenacity, God honored Habakkuk's reliance and his trust was answered. Habakkuk 2:2-4 says, the Lord's answer. Then the Lord replied. Write down the revelation that I'm about to tell you, Habakkuk. Make it plain on tablets so that a herald and anybody who sees it, when they read it, they may run with it. Habakkuk's prayers were answered. As Habakkuk listened, God spoke many complex answers to the revelation and laid out his purposes as to what he would do for him and God's people in this season and time. It was so complex to understand God's plan and his purpose and what he was saying, but it was plain enough for Habakkuk to see that he could write it down on tablets and everybody who saw it would be able to understand it and run with it. You know, Habakkuk, he understood on some level, but God's plan was also so complex in the way he would do it. Isn't that so true for us sometimes? We don't always get the answer we expect or want, but the answer is true and it is right and it is full of mercy and it is full of goodness and kindness. We don't always understand it, but God will make a way to reveal it to us.
for Habakkuk, he would still need to trust. This was so complex in the way God was going to do it. Habakkuk would still need to learn. But for him, he now knew what it meant to stand and to watch. He knew how to wait to see what God would say to him. And lastly, Habakkuk would continue to learn how God would answer his questions. And God says to Habakkuk, "For this revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and it will not prove false." Habakkuk knows that these very words God is speaking to be true, and it will continue to be true because he has experienced the sweetest fellowship with God, and he knows how to stand, to watch, to listen, and to believe. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and it will not delay. Do you hear me this morning? Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and it will not delay. Habakkuk knows God can be trusted to the very end. So what was God's answer to Habakkuk? What is God's answer to us today? I think it's in 2:4. Look at the proud. They trust in themselves. They lean on their own understanding. They trust in their own ways. But the righteous man, the one who knows God and loves God, shall live by his faith and in God's faithfulness. This is not your faith today, my friends. This is the faith of God. You shall live by his faith. You know, this morning, it is God's faith, his words that release power and authority that healed the blind man's eyes at Bethsaida. It was by faith, God's faith, Noah, when warned about things yet not seen, received God's word and built an ark to save his family. It was by God's faith that spoke to Abraham when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance. He obeyed and went even though he didn't know where he was going. It was by faith the people passed through the Red Sea onto dry land. It was by God's faith that the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. It was by faith I, Naomi Eden, saw a blind man's eyes open at 21 years of age and his sight fully restored right in front of my face. And he is faithful because not only did he make the promise to heal, I saw it. His word is not only faithful, we can trust him because it's his faithfulness that opens doors. Revelation 3:8, "See, I have placed before you an open door that no man can shut. But the righteous person will live by my faith and in my faithfulness." Father God, as we come around your word today, right from the beginning, every song of praise that we sang to you this morning has been about your victory, has been about your words that bring your victory. And Father God, right now we honor you for your word. We honor you for the peace and your heart that it brings to us. That Father, just like the life of Habakkuk, he had so many unanswered prayers. His heart was so full of trouble and distress. So great was his questions, but as he waited upon you, as he watched for you, as he waited to hear how you would answer his questions, though it lingered and though it delayed, Father, because he waited, he heard your answer. You heard his cry and you spoke such truth into his heart and his life and his mind. Not only did it change history, it brought him into understanding and experiencing the greatest fellowship he could ever know with a Savior. He experienced that fellowship with you. He understood what it was to have peace in trouble. He understood what it was to know your heart, even though there was distress. Because God, as we follow you, as we listen to your word, as we only speak with your words, God, it's your faith in us. It's your faithfulness that will always open up the doors to every promise that you have ever spoken and written upon our hearts. And God, you've made the promises plain. We can see it, and we won't stop looking until we become so clear that we can run with it. Because your word will never return void. It will never forsake us. It will never fail us. It will always accomplish what it has set out to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, in this moment, if you're watching online, if you're here in the room, I want this word of His faithfulness, that you can trust in His faithfulness. It's His faith towards your situation. If He can part a Red Sea, He can hear your cry, He can hear your prayer, and He can answer what He's already spoken to you in your spirit. Remember, He's the one who gave you the word. And as we come into this time of reflection, can you call to mind the word that He has spoken to you in your spirit, the word that never lets you go? And remember, He's the one who spoke it. It can't return void. It will always meet its purpose. Amen.